welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Marathon, an adaptation of a Greek myth written for you by Daniel Hines. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. We also have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Marathon. Once upon a time, in ancient Greece, the city of Athens was at war. The Persian army was invading, meaning to take over the country and expand the Persian Empire. The Greeks wanted to remain independent, so the city of Athens sent forth an army. Athens and its people, the Athenians, valued knowledge and wisdom above all else. It was a city of philosophers and artists and politicians. They weren't warriors by nature, unlike their neighboring city of Sparta, which was all about being strong and fast and deadly. When the Persian army came, the Athenians asked the Spartans for help. But unfortunately, the Spartans were in the middle of a holy month of celebration and, by law, couldn't leave their city to fight a war. So it fell to the Athenians to defend their country from the Persian invaders.
"Gather every soldier,"
cried Callimachus, the war leader of the Athenian army.
"We will march to the plains of Marathon and hold them there."
The soldiers cheered, and the other generals gathered their troops. Marathon was near the sea, and there was a mountain between it and Athens, so it was a good place to fight. They gathered every soldier they had and marched to the plains. The road around the mountain was long, and it took them a full day to arrive. When they did, a groan of despair arose from the Athenian army.
"So many," said a Greek soldier.
The Persians were gathered on the plain by the sea, their tall ships unloading more and more soldiers even as the Athenians watched.
"They have twice our soldiers, maybe more."
"Good,"
said Miltiades, another general and a brilliant strategist.
"With so many targets, our spears can hardly miss."
This made the soldiers chuckle and eased the tension a bit.
"My friend is right," declared the war leader Callimachus. "The Persians are here to invade us and take our land. They will not scare off easily. We are here to defend our homes, to defend our families, and we will not fail."
The Greeks cheered again and began to make their camp at the edges of the mountain. Below, the Persian army made camps of their own, swarming over the grass of the valley like a crowd of armored bugs. From a few especially large ships,
They led out horse after horse. The animals had lean saddles and had been well trained for war. In the command tent, Callimachus and Miltiades, who called each other Cal and Mitt, felt their own confidence begin to shake.
"They brought cavalry," Milt said, pacing back and forth. "Our soldiers can't stand against charging horses. What will we do?"
"The Spartans will be here to help us in 3 weeks' time," said Cal. "We don't need to attack. We only need to stay here and guard the road to Athens. Perhaps the Persians will wait as well, and the Spartans will crush them."
"Our soldiers may not be Spartans, but they are brave and true," said Milt. "The Persians won't wait that long. This battle will come down to us."
Cal nodded. They had brought every soldier with them and counted on stopping the Persians then and there. If they should fall, there was nothing protecting Athens but a token handful of guards.
"We can't fail," said Cal. "We won't," said Milt.
They spent the rest of the night discussing battle strategies, but they simply had no way to deal with the Persian cavalry. Their horses were too strong and fast, and Greece had none of their own to stop them.
"We must try Sparta one more time," said Cal. "Get me a runner."
His servants ran into the camps and returned with a young man. He was wiry, but his legs were toned and strong.
"Generals," said the man, "I am Philippides. You called for me?"
"We called for a runner, Phil," said Cal. "We need to get word to Sparta. The road is long, and we have no horses for you. Can you make the trip?"
"I can," said Phil.
"Here is the message, then," said Cal. "Tell the Spartan leaders the Persians have landed on the shores of Greece. Tell them we can't wait, and we need their help right away."
"Yes, sir," said Phil. "Right away."
He turned and was on the road to Sparta within an hour.
"You think it'll work?"
asked Milt.
"It has to," said Cal.
Philippides ran to Sparta and back, a distance of nearly 300 miles, over the next few days. When he returned, dirty from the road and shaky with exhaustion, he nearly collapsed beside the two generals.
"You're back," said Cal. "What does Sparta have to say?"
"No help,"
said Philippides, still gasping deeply for breath.
"On our own."
The Spartans weren't coming. The Athenian generals cursed and then set out to prepare to fight alone. They had been lucky so far that the Persians hadn't attacked, but it was only a matter of time. The enemy horses would trample their soldiers into the sweet grass of the plains and ride over their broken army to take over Athens as well. It looked bleak. But the next morning, they got a stroke of luck.
"Generals," said Philippides. He was now their official messenger, and he burst into the tent wearing a wide smile. "The enemy cavalry has left."
"What?"
asked Cal.
"Why would they leave?"
"Word is that they're needed at another battle," said Phil. "Their soldiers still outnumber us 2-1, so I guess they think they can beat us without their horses."
"Attack,"
said Milt at once.
"What?"
said Cal.
"We said we would defend."
"The cavalry is gone, but who knows for how long? The enemy thinks we are dug in here, waiting for them to come. If we charge now, we will take them by surprise."
Other generals advised against it, but Milt was adamant, which meant he refused to change his mind. After barely an hour, Milt had convinced Cal, and the Athenian army was marching toward the Persians. The plain swayed with the wind, the sun was a yellow eye in the blue sky overhead, and the earth trembled with the footsteps of thousands of Greek soldiers. The Persians scrambled to meet them, throwing on whatever armor they could find and grabbing their bows and arrows.
"Halt!"
commanded Cal, stopping his army just out of range of the Persian bows. The Athenian army, the only hope for Greece, stopped in an instant. The plains were quiet but for the wind. The Persians, mostly archers, waited with bows drawn.
"For your home and country,"
Milt bellowed, raising his spear.
"Charge!"
The Greeks began sprinting towards the archers, crossing the few hundred yards of plains between them at a run, grass churning to mud beneath their boots. The Persians were barely ready, and only a handful managed to fire their arrows. A few Greeks fell, but then the tide of soldiers slammed into the Persians, and the battle was joined. There were two Persian soldiers for every one Athenian, but it didn't matter. The Persian generals had figured the battle was as good as won, and they'd mostly left archers behind. Once the Greeks were in close, the archers were no match for their shields and long spears. Still, they might have retreated and regrouped, but the Greek soldiers knew their land better than the invaders ever could.
"Push them north,"
Cal ordered, swinging in the two sides of his army to hit the center of the Persians.
"North! North!"
Thrusting with their spears, the Athenians forced the Persians to retreat to the north. There, they were surprised to find the ground wasn't solid, but a vast swamp, all deep scum and sucking mud. The Greek army cheered as hundreds of Persians were pulled down into the water, while some escaped back to their ships and went back out to sea.
"We've won!" cheered the soldiers.
But Milt watched the enemy ships raise sail and turn south. He pushed through his celebrating army to find Cal. The general had a wound across his ribs and a physician was wrapping it for him.
"General," Milt said, "the enemy is sailing south. They must mean to circle around behind us to Athens. The city will think that the Persians won the battle. They'll open the gates and let them march right in."
Cal sat up and winced as his bandages tugged his wound. "We can't let that happen. We must tell them we've won and that the Persians have more boats left than soldiers."
"We'll start marching at once," said Milt. "We'll have to leave the wounded behind."
"We still won't make it in time. We need to send a runner." Philippides was standing nearby and he sank to one knee in front of the generals.
"I can make it," he said. "I can run to Athens and beat the ships. Athens will not be taken by any Persian trick."
"You've just run so far to Sparta and back only yesterday," Cal said. "You may be our fastest man, but do you have this in you?"
"I'll make it," Philippides said, thinking of his own family, defenseless in Athens. "I promise."
"Then run," said Cal, "and may the gods guide your way."
Phil nodded. Right there, he shed his heavy armor and weapons. Off, too, came his clothes and shoes until finally he was naked, but for a thin cloth. With a nod at the generals, Philippides turned and started running. His feet were still sore from his colossal run to Sparta the previous day, so he started awkwardly, staggering forward with a limp. Every muscle screamed at him to stop, and his fellow soldiers shouted questions at him. Phil ignored it all. Soon, his feet were numb to the pain, and he was sprinting across the empty plains. No sounds but the wind in the grass, his footsteps thudding, and the steady bluster of his breathing. The messenger knew that if he were to walk, the journey would take from dawn to dusk. He didn't have that long. The ships could reach Athens in as little as 3 hours, and Phil knew he had to beat them. Head down, he picked up speed. His body ached, his feet throbbed, but he knew he couldn't stop. Ahead of him loomed the great mountain Agrilike. To one side was the cart trail. It was slow, but it was safe and smooth and even. To the other side of the mountain was nothing but rolling hills and dangerous slopes of rock and stone. It was a much harder route, but much faster, too. Without a second thought, Philippides took the hard way. Soon he was running up and down, dodging boulders, his feet slapping on stone, leaving bloody footprints as he got 100 little nicks and cuts. He pushed through brambles and waved to wild goats. He leapt over jagged cracks and screamed back at lonely eagles soaring on the mountain currents. He ran until he thought his lungs would burst and his side would unravel, and then he ran some more. And then he fell. A stone turned under his foot and gave way with a hiss of pebbles. Suddenly, Phil found himself tumbling through the air. He landed on one shoulder and felt it crack and then rolled over onto his legs, finally sliding to a stop in the gravel, dazed and broken. For a moment, he lay there, stunned. His brain kept chanting at him, "Move, move, move!" At the same time, his body seemed to throb, "Rest, rest, rest!" "I need to save Athens!" He started to stand and fell back with a cry of pain. He had broken his shoulder, and his legs felt bruised or even sprained in more than a few places. He thought of his family, waiting for him in Athens. He imagined them seeing not the friendly banners of the Greek army, but the invading ships of the Persians. They would think their army was destroyed and the Persians would sack Athens with barely a fight. "Won't stop, can't stop," Phil grunted to himself. With a burst of effort that sent lightning bolts of pain through every limb, he hauled himself to his feet. He staggered and caught himself. His legs felt stiff as stilts, but he wouldn't quit. One foot, then the other. One foot, then the other. Slowly, he began to pick up speed again. People were counting on him to save the city. His people. His city. He ran on and on. Time seemed to disappear, and so did the world. There was only this step and the next step and the one after that. Finally, nearly asleep on his feet, Philippides saw Athens like a jewel on the horizon. He had made it. The guards met him at the gate, and Phil collapsed into their arms. "Victory!" he said, his voice a ragged croak. "We've won! Army is coming home!" And with that, he finally fell into a deep and dreamless sleep. The Persian army approached soon after. The Athenians, knowing their army was victorious and approaching, locked the gates up tight and put their few guards with weapons on the wall. The Persians saw, and seeing that their defeat was completed, they sailed past and headed for home. Shortly after, the Athenian army returned, and the Greeks celebrated their victory. The soldiers were heroes. Milt and Cal were strategic geniuses, and Philippides was honored above all the rest. He made the run from Marathon to Athens in just over 2 hours. To celebrate this feat, we still run races called marathons today. Our marathons are 26.5 miles, roughly the same distance that Philippides ran all those years ago when he saved the city of Athens from a devastating defeat. The end. Today's story, Marathon, was an adaptation of a Greek myth written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. They feature the text of the stories nice and big on the screen, with each word highlighted as I read it, so you can match up the way it looks with the way it sounds. YouTube also lets you change the play speed, so depending on your level, you can slow down the narration to follow along. They're great for new readers, storybook time, English language learners, and even just for listening. And in the future, we plan on adding more read-alongs, some live storytime readings, Q&As, and more. Check it out at youtube.com/storiespodcast. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.